Our warming trend continues and really kicks into higher gear today and will continue then through tomorrow and into your weekend. So today's temperatures topping out in the low 80s, a little bit of a south to southwesterly breeze will allow temperatures at the coast to get at least into the mid 70s before the sea breeze becomes strong enough to drop those temperatures off a little bit, and then only dropping to the upper 50s to low 60s tonight and a warm Friday, partly cloudy tomorrow. There'll be a batch of showers and maybe a thunderstorm that'll move across areas of southeastern Georgia, just north of the Florida-Georgia border, and there may be just enough energy from that or even some cooler air pushed out by those showers to produce an isolated brief afternoon shower across northeastern Florida, but it would be very hit and miss. Less than a quarter of the area getting any rain. It's still largely a dry, warm day, reaching the mid-80s tomorrow afternoon. The highest potential for any rain over the next few days appears to be setting up for Saturday afternoon, and that'll be because of a disturbance moving from west to east and what will be a rather humid start to your weekend. It'll be partly cloudy Saturday. The morning is dry. And then in the afternoon, and it would appear to be mainly after about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, some showers will develop and there may be a few rumbles of thunder. This still does not look like widespread rainfall, but it is the best chance of some rain potentially ruining your outdoor plans over the weekend. Temperatures still top out 80 to 85 on Saturday. And then Sunday goes back to mainly dry. An isolated afternoon shower, but again, very low coverage. Temperatures soaring into the mid-80s, may even see some upper 80s inland. And with offshore winds, that'll allow the warm temperatures to make it all the way to the beaches. And then on Monday, cold front arrives. It'll become cloudy. It'll be cooler. A few showers, mainly in the morning. It's not looking like a lot of rain. Highs will be in the 70s. Still not too bad, but much cooler air filters in Monday night and will continue into the middle of next week. And temperatures will go back below average. In fact, nighttime lows at least in the 40s a couple of nights next week. And some inland spots may touch the 30s. So a little bit of bouncing around, but of course not unusual for March. For this time of year, with winter and spring kind of tugging it out, if you will. Of course, the big story, the players, it's the real deal today as we get rid of the practice grounds and we now play competitive golf. And today looks fine. Temperatures will be topping out about 75 to 78 degrees at TPC Sawgrass. There should be a sea breeze late this afternoon that'll drop that temperature a little bit. So a south to southeasterly wind, 5 to 15 miles per hour this morning, will become briefly more southerly around noon and then more east-southeast by late afternoon as that sea breeze moves in at around 10 miles per hour. Not a real strong wind, but enough to cool the temperatures just a bit and, of course, change the shot on number 17. That'll be a right-to-left wind on number 17 once the sea breeze moves in, right-to-left from the tee box. And then tomorrow, a little bit warmer into the upper 70s, perhaps approaching 80. A weak sea breeze very late afternoon, but a lot of the day will be warm. So sunscreen and probably some extra tissues as well for that pollen, which is right at its peak now. Numbers way up there, sky high, the highest we've seen so far for oak pollen this year. And then tomorrow is the highest threat for rain for the players, or rather on Saturday. We're looking at a few showers developing in the afternoon, a chance for a thunderstorm. It still looks like the highest risk is near and north of Interstate 10, but that's going to be close for TPC Sawgrass. That's something we'll keep an eye on for Saturday afternoon, a potential weather delay. It does not look like widespread or long-lasting rain or storm, so it would most likely be a relatively brief interruption. And with daylight saving time now, it doesn't get dark till after 7:30, so they can make up some time oftentimes, and that would include even on Sunday, even though sunrise is until after 7:30 in the morning. And then on Sunday, any rain threat pretty much goes away. While there may be an isolated shower, it's much warmer into the mid-80s. Even at TPC, it will be a warm one because the sea breeze will likely not make a move inland on Sunday. So the players will be a very warm final round. Overall, it's a very warm four-day tournament. That means the ball's going to be moving and rolling. The greens and the fairways will be drying out. Realize that a temperature at 90 degrees, if you hit a ball 130 yards at 50 degrees, that ball typically goes 8 yards shorter, only 122 yards. So temperatures make a difference and certainly will through the weekend. Make sure you have plenty of water, sunscreen, and again, tissues too for that pollen. If you're allergic to pollen, there are a lot of oak trees on that coast and on that course, and it could be a difficult thing with these high oak pollen counts. Otherwise, looking great for the players overall and a beautiful few days ahead, albeit a little bit on the warm side of average. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30. Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.